welcome back to my channel if you're watching this on YouTube, and welcome back to my podcast if you're listening to this on your favorite podcast provider. So today's tea I am drinking is mint and fennel, I think it is, or mint and nettle? Either one of those. Anyway, it's very minty, very lovely, and it's from Sainsbury's, and it's super tasty. And today's topic is going to be about journaling, which came in as a request from Hugh Weber, who happens to be my co-writer. So yeah, I'm super excited about this because journaling is something I have found fascinating, and it's really helped me throughout the past couple of years since I've been journaling. So we're gonna go full steam ahead into journaling, the different types of journaling you can do, the benefits of it, and how I came about doing it. So grab your favorite beverage and let's get to it. So yes, today's topic is all about journaling and how to journal, different ways you can journal, where it comes from, how useful it is, how beneficial it is to your mental health, and how creative you can get with it. So for me and my background with journaling, I journaled on and off back in the past, like when I was a teenager, I tried to keep a daily diary. I used to kind of try and write down my thoughts, but I think as a teenager, you're kind of in that mindset of, why is this helpful? Why do I need to do this? Why do I need to be writing stuff down that just doesn't make any sense? And all your hormones are all playing up with all of that stuff. So I kind of didn't really do much of it. But it wasn't until I was going through my problems with my anxiety and I had my alopecia and all of that stuff that I started to kind of delve a little more into journaling and possibly keeping a diary. But it wasn't until I had CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy, which I'll go into at another stage, another episode, that I was told that journaling could be a huge beneficial thing for me in helping me distinguish what's going on in my mind, what thoughts are real thoughts, what are negative thoughts, and to just kind of make some sense of what's going on in my subconscious and just my brain and all those sorts of things. So through having the advice from my therapist at the time, watching some vloggers who do journaling, Pinterest, I managed to kind of get together my little toolkit when it comes to journaling. So I'm going to go through some of the things that I find useful and how you can be creative, how you can make them maybe seem not less boring if you think it's a boring thing to do. But I'm super excited. I'm very geeky about this sort of stuff. And yeah, let's just bring it on. I'm just super excited. So you might think, oh, journaling, I literally just have a blank page, write down my thoughts, and that's that. No, let me stop you right there, sunshine. There are so many ways you can journal, it will blow your mind. I have a whole Pinterest board on journaling because it's such a varied subject, and there's so many different things you can do. First off, there is just your normal average day-to-day kind of diary entry, if you like. So I know some people that keep a daily diary, so they'll write down events that have happened during the day, put the date in, all of those things. So you can do that. That is still a good way of getting things out of your mind. If there's things that you've been thinking about during the day, all of that stuff, you can just keep a daily diary. Also, if it's something you want to leave as like a legacy, that's really cool. Or there is what I kind of call, it's like a subconscious rambling sort of journal, if you will. So I was, for those of you who are listening, I'm now showing everyone on YouTube what my journals look like. So this one is a navy blue one, and it just has kind of just lined pages within it. And the quote on the front is a William Shakespeare quote, and it says, "It is not in the stars to hold our destiny, but in ourselves," which is a beautiful quote, and I absolutely love this. And I was gifted this by my auntie, who is such a huge supporter of me and my dreams and is constantly supporting me in just amazing ways to try and get me to achieve my goals and my dreams. So the fact that she bought this journal for me is just, it's just really lovely and very, very special to me. And this one, I would say, is my day-to-day kind of journal, diary. If I've got something in my mind that I want to work through, that I want to just write out and get it out on paper, this is what I will go to. This is my second one. So I started this one in 2020 and I have nearly finished this one. So I've been writing quite a lot, especially through this pandemic. It's been very interesting. And I feel, for me, this is my safe place. This is my safe haven. This is where I can put even the most irrational thoughts in here and other things that I might be confused about in my life or thoughts, feelings, anything I put in here. And you might think, well, how does that help? Like, where is it going once it's been in here? But honestly, sometimes once you've got it out and you've written it down on paper, you realize how maybe small, insignificant that thought or feeling potentially is. Or on the flip side, it could be something that you might need to delve deeper into. And if it's something you feel you cannot deal with on your own, maybe that's when you need to go to the next step of, I potentially maybe need to speak to a therapist about this, or someone else that you trust can, you know, hold this information. If you feel like it's something that is just so big that, okay, it's on paper, but I actually need to delve deeper into this. So this has been my best friend throughout this whole entire pandemic. And yeah, I would highly, highly recommend just getting yourself something that doesn't even, like, I used to think I needed something that was really pretty that would make me want to write in it. But actually, like, just having that quote on the front makes me want to pick this up and write in it. And I have a special pen that I use for this journal, which is a really nice Parker pen, which Wayne bought me for Christmas. It's a kind of a teal colour, for those of you who are listening. And for me, it's like, this is my special pen. This is my special journal. That's all that goes in here. So that's that journal. But definitely, if you aren't journaling, just get yourself a really nice notepad and just see what happens. Like, there's no pressure. You don't have to wake up and think, oh God, I've got a journal today. I don't necessarily journal every day. If I'm in a good headspace, I've had a good night's sleep, I'm in a good place, I don't really have anything stressing me out, I don't journal. And if there is something I need to talk about, I'll talk to Wayne about it, my mum, you know, that sort of thing. But for those of you who really have got stuff that you want to work through, definitely do this every day and you will hopefully start to see the benefits. But I definitely feel like I always have a weight lifted off my shoulder once I've written some stuff down, and it's in a safe place. So then I have this one, which is, for those of you again who are listening, it's got Be Present on the front, and it's a Nikki Strange design, and she's fantastic. She does amazing notebooks, amazing accessories and stationery, and I got gifted this a couple of years ago now by my cousin. See, all my family knows that I'm into all this journaling and spiritual stuff. It's great. They're never short of things to get me if they feel, you know, they want to get me something of that. I don't really know where I'm going with that. Anyway, yeah, so this one has got blank pages in it. So I was like, what can I use this for? And I decided to use this as kind of like an affirmations kind of journal. So I started to kind of write like the months, so that says January, and then just decorate it. And then I started to do things like, I'm trying to find you a really good example. Pinterest has been fantastic. Pinterest has helped me try and find really nice quotes that I can copy, that I can get inspiration from and do my own. So this book for me is, if I'm really not in a good headspace, I'm not feeling good about myself, I will go through this affirmation book and find all the affirmations I've written and say them out loud, say them to myself. And again, it's just a really nice way of taking care of yourself and taking care of your mental well-being. But there is also something else I just found. Yeah, so there's a thing, it's called journal prompts. So again, Pinterest is fantastic for this. And if you just search journal prompts, it will give you topics that you can discuss about if you think, well, I want to get into journaling, I want to do something to help with my mental well-being, but where do I start? You type in journal prompts, it will tell you and show you things that you can talk about. So this one is basically a list of, just a little self-care list of things that I need to help me relax, rest, expression, health, companionship, and it's all things that you need for yourself to get the best from yourself. This is not about society, this is not about what society wants you to do or what society wants from you, this is all about you. I cannot stress this enough. And who doesn't want to take 10, 15, 20, an hour of their time to work on themselves? I do. I'm really selfish with that. If I want to do it, I will just set time aside and I will just do it. So this is a really nice way of doing that. So I've put things like, if I need some rest or some relaxation or I need to switch off, I like to take a nap, watch Netflix, really love Netflix, listen to music, a podcast, reading, have a bath, put a face mask on, drink tea. Talking of tea, let's have a drink. And potentially meditate. These are all things that I need to help me rest and relax. So that is another little thing I use this specific journal for. What else do I use this journal for? So also I have done my own affirmations, so I will do like positive vibes and I'll write stuff in there like, I am beautiful, I am loved, I am blessed, I am a badass. And it's all things that I write down that I want to try and work on for myself, and I will say them back to myself daily, weekly, whenever I want to, really. But yeah, this one's mainly just my little creative one where I feel like I just want to just draw, be creative, do some little doodles, that sort of thing. But it can be really beneficial, help you stay mindful, because it's something you can just focus on for an hour or so, or do whatever you want to do. Like, this one is really lovely. I like this one. So I did a whole page of what the best feelings ever are. So anything that makes your skin tingle or makes you feel good. So for me, it's starting a new book. I love starting a new book. I get excited because I don't know where it's going to go, what adventure it's going to be. Eating food that I've cooked myself, I get a kick out of that. I also get a kick out of eating a takeaway and stuff that I haven't cooked myself. But for me, that's great. And getting a warm hug, oh, especially that first hug from someone you haven't hugged for what, over a year? How special is that gonna feel? It's gonna feel so good. Playing guitar, I swear, I go to some sort of weird, like, higher state when I play guitar. I just feel so involved in what I'm doing, so mindful, and it just feels good. So that's a really, really nice journal prompt for you, for anyone to do, is the best feelings ever. What else have I done here? You can do a really nice thing about yourself. So I've done one here called About Me and the Month, and it's just little things like what your likes are at the moment, what your dislikes are, things that you want to work on, things that are making you happy, all of that fun stuff. So at one point as well, I was using this as a tracker. So this is more to do with bullet journals. So that is a whole kind of separate, it's obviously within journaling, but there's this whole other separate topic. So bullet journals are basically a bit more specific. They are more to do with tracking daily things. So for example, I was trying to use this for when my sinuses hurt. And this was before I got diagnosed with having dust allergies and all random stuff going on in my sinuses. So I was trying to track the days where it was more painful, or what I'd done that day, what I'd done differently, what I hadn't done. And then I was color coding whether it was okay that day. So that would have been green, or if it was a bit sore, it would have been yellow or red. Example. So you can use this for anything. You can, you know, do a list of the books that you want to read, or you can tick off, you know, what episodes you want to watch of a Netflix series. There is no right or wrong to do with journaling. You can literally do whatever you want to do. And it just feels great. I just love journaling. So also there are specific journals that you can buy to do more specific things. So this one is a perfect example. I got this back in 2020, I got this, and I've nearly finished it. I've got one page left and I've finished it, which is really sad. I literally put a post on Instagram today saying, does anyone else get really sad when they finish a journal and then they go on to a new one? And sometimes I know that I have a new journal ready to go, so I might potentially rush the one I'm in just to use the other one. Anyone else do that? Or is that just me? Could potentially be just me. So this one is called The Super Attractor Journal by Gabrielle Bernstein, and she wrote The Universe Has Your Back, as she's very into the law of attraction and attracting what you want in your life. So that is specifically what I use this journal for. This one is all about things that I want to bring into my life and aspirations, full moon wishes, all that sort of stuff. And I was really geeky with this and I said, I only want to write in metallic pens in this journal. So throughout this journal, you will not see anything that is not metallic. I was very specific with that, and I bought myself two sets of metallic pens. And it makes me feel good. It gives me that little purpose. And it's kind of like a little routine for me. So this one I potentially fill out on a Monday and a Friday, because Mondays and Fridays are the days that I don't work. So they're pretty much my days. I take them to do what I want to do, go for a walk, meditate, spiritual stuff, cards, that sort of thing. So I will always start on Monday with like a manifest Monday or a mindful Monday. So I will write stuff in there that I want to manifest during the week, or things that I just want to be a bit more mindful of. So for example, I'm trying to find one here. I will manifest potentially how someone might react to an email I've sent, or I'm going to manifest a little bit of extra money in. I'm going to manifest a surprise to happen or an adventure, something like that. But you catch the drift. I will go more into manifesting and the law of attraction for sure on this podcast. If that's something you want to hear my thoughts on, then we'll definitely delve deeper into that. But that is kind of what I use this for. And then on a Friday, I do my Thankful Friday or I'm Feeling Grateful Friday, and I will write lists of everything I am grateful for. So yeah, this one is specifically for mindfulness and manifesting and feeling grateful. On the topic of feeling grateful, you can also have your own grateful journal as well. So you could have a journal that is specific to feeling grateful. I'm at a point now in my life and my headspace where I feel thankful every single day. So I don't necessarily need to write down the things that I'm thankful for, because I almost feel them in my heart. And I just am always thankful for just everything that's happening in my life. And even though I might not necessarily say it out loud or write it down, it's there in my thoughts and my actions. But for someone who potentially, you know, is not in a very good headspace, is wondering how gratitude can even help, I think it would be really good if you could get yourself a little, really nice little notepad, a nice pen, metallic pens or anything you want to do, and just start writing a little list of things that you're grateful for. What I love and what I've heard, the feedback I've received from when I set up the Grateful Gang, is that when people start writing what they're grateful for, it could potentially be 4 or 5 things, they eventually have a longer list because they keep adding to it and adding to it and adding to it. And that is the whole thing. There is always something to be grateful for, even throughout this pandemic. There is something to be thankful and grateful for. So that is kind of like my little hints and tips on journaling. It's basically whatever you want to do. I mean, Pinterest is fantastic with finding different things you can journal about. There's also things called shadow work, which basically it can be quite hard. It can be really tough to do things like shadow work, because it basically means going back and looking at your childhood and seeing if there's things in your childhood that you've brought through being an adult, and if there's any of those behaviours and things you can change. If that is something you want to look at, definitely have a look on Pinterest. There's lots of journal prompts and questions that you can use for that. That's not something I've delved into yet, but I feel like potentially when I'm in a better headspace and not in a pandemic, that's something I might potentially look at. But journaling has been a huge positive thing in my life, and just give it a go. Just see how you feel. And if you've got any questions, do drop me a message and let me know how you get on with it. But thank you ever so much for tuning in and watching and listening to this episode, and stay tuned for whatever is going to come next. Bye bye, guys.